This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio Network, another great day in Trump land. Donald Trump fighting back. Donald Trump winning for all of us, Great day, as usual, because of Donald Trump. Headed for the border, Trump warns of a possible national security emergency declaration. Where did he get that from? Wayne Allyn Root. I told you that he was going to use it like a curmudgeon, like a bludgeon, to just ram it into the heads of Democrats again and again and again until it comes out their ears. You either cut a deal for the wall, or I'm going to do it without your cooperation. You're going to get nothing and like it. And that was the idea I came up with. Either use it or use it as a battering ram. And by the way, if you don't think we're in a war, you don't believe we're in a war. We are in a war for the future of America, for the survival of America, for the survival of capitalism, for the survival of Judeo-Christian values, for the bankruptcy of America with millions of foreigners coming in illegally demanding welfare from cradle to grave, for the lives of your children and grandchildren. Those illegals might murder them. Those illegals might rape them. Those illegals might give them disease. Terrorists come through that border. We are fighting for the future of America. But if you don't believe we're in a war, what would you call this? Antifa, the liberal anarchist communist group, posts home addresses of the Daily Caller staff. The entire Daily Caller staff, even the sales staff, every person that works at Daily Caller had their home address printed on the internet. Now, we all know what that's about. They want someone to go to those people's houses and murder them and rape their children and shoot them in the face and scream, "You're a white racist, you're a white extremist." It's the sickest thing I've ever heard. There's something mentally wrong with liberals in this country. They're hate. Full, vicious, vile, violent scum. And they want to kill us. Do you understand that? They want to kill us. Antifa Twitter account has posted the home addresses, phone numbers, and social media accounts of what appears to be the entire staff at the Daily Caller. It takes aim at Tucker Carlson. Here's what they say. Tucker Carlson is a scumbag. We're targeting the Daily Caller because of its promotion of white supremacist hate speech targeted at immigrants, people of color, and the left. Founded by the notorious white supremacist Tucker Carlson, the Daily Caller, blah, 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 blah. We know where you sleep at night. You're so fiber. We want you out of politics and out of the way. The post, which we've decided not to link to, reads... Wow. Sick people. On Wednesday, Tucker Carlson received hate mail at his home wishing death upon his daughters, according to a source in the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department. It was sent by U.S. mail and suggested his children should be poisoned. The source of the letter is currently under investigation. The very detailed docs includes personal information, home address, and phone numbers for the editor-in-chief, whose name I will not mention, editorial director's name and I will mention, executive editor, whose name I will not mention, and all these other people whose name I will not mention. Because they've had enough trouble in their lives. He took aim not only at editors and reporters, but the advertising staff as well. In November, hours after an Antifa mob showed up at the home of Fox News host Tucker Carlson, an affiliated Twitter account published his home address and the home address of his brother, along with the addresses of Ann Coulter, Daily Caller's Neil Patel, and Sean Hannity. The leftist mob showed up at his house chanting threats such as, "Tucker Carlson, we will fight. We know where you sleep at night." You don't think it's war, huh? And if you play this war, I'm promising you, you don't want this war. The entire part of America that has guns is the right. And you're all a bunch of wussies, you morons. Not one of you knows how to win a war. You fight a war, it's tit for tat. You have no idea what you're screwing with. Because guess what? That's an awful thing to do. But I think tomorrow, the same thing's going to happen to all of you. Maybe Rachel Maddow's staff should be worried. Maybe the staff of Huffington Post should be worried. Maybe the staff of every liberal website in America should be worried. Two can play at that game, you sick people. You're sick in the head. Can you quote me, Right Wing Watch? Liberals are sick in the head. You're mentally disturbed, mentally ill people who need a hug from mommy, a kiss from daddy, a straitjacket, and a rubber room. And you don't understand you're playing with fire. You have no idea what you're doing. You want a civil war, but you don't know how to fight. And I don't even mean with guns or knives. I challenge any one of you high-profile liberals, get in a boxing ring with Wayne Root. I challenge you, do 1 week of training, and then get in the ring with me in front of a crowd of Republicans and Democrats. You have no idea what you're getting into. Not one of you have ever had a street fight. Not one of you. That's why you're so in love with inner cities and the people of color. You've never been in one in your lives. I grew up in a black town, majority black town, and I went to an overwhelming, almost 100% black high school. I got in fights every day of my life. I learned to fight for my life to live. Liberals have no clue. They're all, speaking of rich you-know-what heads that they accused Tucker Carlson and his staff of, that's funny, because I went to Columbia University with most of you liberal. I almost said a word I don't want to say on radio. I went to Columbia University with you liberal scum, and guess what I found? You're all little rich spoiled brats, lucky sperm club. Every single liberal commie I met at Columbia University was the son or daughter of someone rich who went to private school, who had everything handed to them their entire lives on a silver platter. So yeah, are there a few rich Republicans? Sure. The Bush family, Donald Trump is rich. I get that. His kids are rich. Mitt Romney's rich. But guess what? 99% of every person who likes Trump that I meet is middle class, working class, or small business owner, and none of us started out rich. They're all like me, an SOB, son of a butcher. And by the way, you're not winning in your battle against Trump. The newest voter score tracking shows Trump with peak approval rating. This is enough to drive liberals into fits of insanity, even though they're already there. Let's get them to another level. 2 days after President Trump gave a primetime address to the nation on the need for a border wall, there have been no national polls released on reaction to Trump's speech. Isn't that funny? News searches at Google and Twitter as of this writing show that only a statewide poll on Trump's speech was done of California voters by Survey USA that predictably broke along party lines in a strongly anti-Republican state. The day of Trump's speech, a Reuters Ipsos poll, by the way, those are always wrong by 10 or 15 points, conducted over the course of the week before the speech was published that showed a slim majority blamed Trump for the government shutdown over his demand for the border wall and the Democrats' refusal to fund a wall. Also on the day of Trump's speech, Politico reported on a poll where plurality, 42%, blamed Trump for the shutdown. However, the Politico poll conducted January 4th through 6th showed a majority believed the border's in crisis or is a problem. Trump's expected to make the case Tuesday night for a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. He's described conditions along the border from California east to Texas as a crisis. Less than half the voters, 42%, view it as a crisis, the poll shows. There is, however, widespread belief that the border is a serious issue. Along with the 4 in 10 voters who say the border situation is a crisis, another 37% say the U.S. has a problem along the border, although they don't see it as a crisis. But no national polls are being reported 2 days after Trump's speech. Isn't that interesting? Meanwhile, Trump re-election campaign manager Brad Parscale reported via Twitter the day after Trump's speech, President Trump's approval rating is the highest ever, but he did not release a number. Just received my newest voter score tracking from my team. Real Donald Trump has reached his highest national approval rating ever since I started tracking. The Democrats have really made a mistake going with their gut over data. Senate Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham calls on Trump to use emergency powers to fund the border wall. How about that one? Now, there's a crack. A United States senator saying go over Congress's head and use emergency powers. Wayne Root's advice from November 17th in the Las Vegas Review Journal, and then syndicated all over the country on November 18th, and then handed my advice, my column, to use national security emergency and use his presidential executive order to achieve it and grab the money from the military budget. That was handed to President Trump by my great friend Lee at Mar-a-Lago on Sunday the 18th, the day the column came out all over the country. Today, Senate Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham called for President Trump to use emergency powers to build the wall. Speaker Pelosi's refusal to negotiate, even if the government were to be reopened, virtually ends congressional path to fund the wall barrier, Graham said. Time for President Trump to use emergency powers to build the wall. There it is. Boom. And the Wall Street Journal finally getting wise. Wall Street Journal, in case you didn't know, has never been pro-Trump. It's a bunch of corporate guys, a bunch of rhinos. And they've always hated Trump. They hate the trade war. They hate the wall. They want millions of illegal aliens to come into the country to create a cheap labor base for their rich, spoiled brats who run their major corporations. Wall Street Journal had an op-ed today. Trump's diehard base is the real resistance. It's not the left. And they love him no matter what. Donald Trump, despite his brash, blunt, coarse, in-your-face, manic personal style, continues to command diehard support from his base. His fans absolutely love the man, spots and all, and establishment politicians still can't understand why. Breaking it down in epic fashion, the Wall Street Journal's deputy editor on the op-ed page lays out exactly why the Mitt Romneys of the world will continue to lose, and why the core of Trump's base has developed an undying love for the man, not despite his flaws, but because of them. Yeah. Mitt Romney, he's got no flaws, does he? Other than he's a loser, a weak, limp-wristed loser, backstabber, slimeball. Other than that, Mitt Romney's got no flaws. Is that a Republican left in America who voted for Trump who doesn't hate Mitt Romney's guts?
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined, I'm a member. My children are members. starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
I love that music. Good song. Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio Newsmax TV. I like music that matches my energy, baby. That was some high-energy music. Sounded like we interrupt this Wayne Root TV show with a special report. The world is on fire. I like that. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior. SOB, son of a butcher, capitalist evangelist, American-made, proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm an ass kicker, not ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. I'm here to save America and American exceptionalism and capitalism and our U.S. Constitution and Judeo-Christian values and the beloved, my beloved GOP and your beloved GOP. I'm not here to save illegal aliens. I'm not here to save felons. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, operating in Radio Free Nevada. In this little tiny piece of Las Vegas, Nevada that is still free from the communists now running Nevada, who want to get rid of our state income tax of zero, who want to get rid of our open policy towards guns. They want to change us and make us California, in which case I'll be broadcasting from Park City, Utah, or Wyoming, Jackson, Wyoming. But for the moment, I'm still in Nevada. It's the most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Love to hear from you. Root for America is my website, rootforamerica.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com is how you reach me. Twitter, I'm at Real Wayne Root. Real, R-E-A-L, Wayne Root, like at Real Donald Trump. And, of course, if you're not listening on the radio right now, well, you are listening on the radio right now, but if you're not able to listen on the radio all the time, you just go to usaradio.com and you listen live. You press the button that says listen live now, and boom, wherever you are, you can listen to the Wayne Allen Root Show 3 to 6, West Coast time, 6 to 9 East Coast time, every day, Monday through Friday. soon, I believe starting next week, you can listen to all 3 hours of my show at iHeartRadio. But not live. In other words, the minute the show's over, you get every show archived on iHeartRadio. And soon, you'll hear a Wayne Root podcast. That's in the works as we speak with one of the biggest, I believe the biggest podcast company in the United States of America. So here's some more good news. I said it was a good day. The Trump White House quietly preparing for the departure of Justice Ruth Ginsburg following her absence from the Supreme Court. Folks, it kind of reminds me of Harry Reid. Don't let anybody misquote me. I'm never happy when anybody is sick or ill or dying. I don't want anybody to die. I really hope that Ruth Ginsburg lives another 20 years at home, but not at the Supreme Court. She doesn't have the right to live there for life, to sit in that seat with that robe for life. She's clearly dying. She's clearly old and past her prime. She clearly doesn't have the mental acuity to be a Supreme Court justice anymore. And the doctors just don't want to tell you when you have lung cancer, you're dead. You know, it's the same story. It's funny because Harry Reid was my neighbor, and I don't wish him ill will ever. I hope he doesn't ever wish anyone in the Republican Party ill will. I wish him long life and long health now that he's out of power. But as soon as I heard he had pancreatic cancer, I knew he was dead. You're dead. You have no chance. Pancreatic cancer, you're dead in a matter of months. So Harry Reid had surgery, and the announcement from the surgeons in the newspaper was, we got everything, and there's no further sign of cancer. That made it sound like he's great. The New York Times did a story the other day. Harry Reid is dying. Now, Harry Reid himself said, quoted in the article, said, once you get cancer in your pancreas, you're as good as dead. He's just waiting to die. The doctors can't tell you that. Of course, in the last couple of years of your life, or the last few months of your life, they pick up $500,000 in chemotherapy bills. So they try and give you some hope and tell you, oh, it's great. We got it in your lungs. We got it in your pancreas. Oh, we have all kinds of new ways to keep you alive. And every person they tell that to that I've ever met is now dead. Sorry, but when you get cancer in a major organ, you're dead. So Ruth Ginsburg, with cancer in her lung, is not going to live much longer. We hope she does. I hope she does. Hope she lives a long, wonderful life. Hope she makes a comeback. Hope she's the toughest old broad in the world. Go get him, Ruth. Matter of fact, with a name like Ruth Ginsburg, I know she's Jewish, just like me. I wish her only good luck, but not on the United States Supreme Court. You have no right to stay in a seat when you can't even go to do your job. You're not even there. It's time to retire people like that, and I'd be saying that if she was a conservative Republican. I'd want her to hang on, but the truth is, when you fall asleep during presidential inaugurations, you fall asleep during State of the Union addresses, you're in the hospital for lung cancer surgery, and then you miss the arguments at the Supreme Court, you just can't be a Supreme Court justice anymore. You just can't. I'm sorry. Now, if she goes, if she leaves, she retires, Donald Trump gets another Supreme Court justice. And it's not going to be 5-4 and dependent on John Roberts anymore, who I do not trust. It'll be 6-3, and we got it.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
War now.
You
USA Radio News.
President Trump is reiterating that the country has a serious illegal immigration issue. Speaking in McAllen, Texas, the president said the tremendous flood of illegal immigrants are making their way across the southern border.
Look, this is common sense. They need a barrier. They need a wall. If you don't have it, it's going to be nothing but hard work and grueling problems. And by the way, and death.
There's no end in sight to the partial government shutdown, and California Republican Congressman and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy tells Fox News Democrats only change their mind on border security to oppose President Trump.
I think if they cannot change their course, the Democrats should actually change their leadership, who's coming to these meetings. I believe we could solve this. And the president said this in the meeting yesterday. Look, I said 45 minutes. I think we can solve this in 15 minutes. And we could.
Union groups were also protesting the shutdown at the White House as well. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, USA Radio. Don't forget, hour number three is on Newsmax Television, 80 million homes strong. When I started on Newsmax, we had like 15 million homes. And then within a couple of weeks, they announced a deal with DirecTV. And we went from 15 million to about 30 million. And then they announced a deal with Dish TV. We went to 50 million. And then they announced a deal with Comcast Xfinity. And we went to 60 million and 20 million more in 2019 would come online. And we're there now. So we're at 80 million homes strong. And if you don't get Newsmax TV on your cable system, because now we're on Fios and UVerse and Comcast and many others. But if you don't get Newsmax TV, I want you to call this number, 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397, and I want you to let them know where you live and what your zip code is, and they will connect you on the line to your local cable system where you can complain and say, I want my Wayne Root. I want my Newsmax TV. Pick up Newsmax TV because I have other options. I go to DirecTV, I go to Dish TV. I'm getting the hell out of here. I'm not watching on your cable system anymore. And watch them respond, especially if you're in Vegas on Cox Cable. They do not carry Newsmax TV, and that's got to change soon. Matter of fact, the CEO of Newsmax TV has asked me to push hard to get Cox. So that's what we're doing. So give a call to that number, 844-500-6397, and they will connect you to the right department at the right cable system wherever you live, and it's free, all free on that number. Okay, we've got an author, outdoor professional, business consultant on the line. His name is Ace Luciano. He'll be here in Las Vegas for the famous SHOT Show coming up in just a few days. His website is aceluciano.com, and we want to talk a little bit about the border, want to talk a little bit about guns, want to talk a little bit about his outdoor lifestyle. Ace Luciano, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you?
Wayne, it's always my pleasure, and I have to tell you that I watch you on Newsmax TV here in the Valley, and I have Cox, but I have to use an app to get you. So,
Okay. All right, cool. Well, I'm glad you watch on the app. Yeah. There are lots of people who watch on the app. So, first of all, your website's aceluciano.com. What is that about? What does a person find at aceluciano.com?
Basically, they find a little bit about me, about what I do. There's a page there that talks about the book that I wrote the book on kids and guns, called Guns the Right Way back in 2015. And they kind of learn about all the different things I do. I'm a consultant. I work with different departments of game and fish. I work with different companies in the outdoor space. And as you all know, I work with some other clients in the firearm and gun world and write for some great publications, including the KVAR Armory.
All right, cool. So let's talk a little about the border, because you live in Arizona, and you've been to the border, and you've seen people cross the border, and you've seen the drugs that come across the border. Tell everyone your thoughts on what's going on right now at the border.
Well, you know, Wayne, not only do I live in a border state, but this is the second border state I've lived in. I lived on both the northern border and the southern border. And I can tell you that things are dramatically and drastically different down here. There were no issues with the northern border. No matter what people try and tell you, no matter how they try and bamboozle the American public, the southern border, first of all, borders a third world country and is a sieve. I mean, people do not trek through 50 miles of Canadian boreal wilderness to cross the United States-Canada border to take advantage of free stuff they can get here. In Arizona...
Because they got plenty of free stuff in Canada. They don't need to come here. They got free health care in Canada.
Right. Exactly. They have everything they need there, right? But here, it's a whole different story. And I like to think I'm a compassionate, caring person. And my family were immigrants to this country. But when they wanted to come here, they had to prove that they had value. They had to prove that they had a trade. They had to prove that they had relatives here that were a support system. They had to prove that they had a place to live when they got here. And most importantly, they had to study and test to become a citizen. citizen, although my grandfather and his brothers became citizens through an act of Congress by serving in the military and going into World War II, but they became citizens, and they became productive members of the country. They didn't come here because they can get all kinds of stuff for free.
You're not related to Lucky. You're not related to Lucky Luciano, are you?
That's my dad. Different Lucky Luciano.
Okay. You got me going. You got me going there because I'm a big fan of kind of mob lore, and I've read so many books and seen so many movies about mob lore. Some of my favorites: Meyer Lansky, Lucky Luciano, Benjamin Bugsy Siegel. Kind of in that crowd. When I hear the name Luciano, I immediately think of that. No relation of any kind. Not somewhere in the family.
There's somewhere in the family that's a relation by marriage, but you know his name was not Luciano when he came here. His name was Salvatore. Lucarini, I think, was his last name. And he changed it when he came here because he was from the Luciano province in Sicily.
Ah, got it. Okay.
A lot of people's names were changed when they came here. So it was, and ironically, my family, though they've been near and around a lot of the mob, nobody's ever been involved, thank God, in anything.
All right, Chris, enough with the music. Enough, Eddie. My board up, Chris, always fast with those fingers. He's good. He gets the right music at the right time. All right, so your best friend is
a border.
Well, I want to go to your best friend. Your best friend's a border patrol agent in Nogales, Arizona, and he can attest that walls do work. Tell us what you mean about that.
Well, he's been a border agent down there for just over 20 years. And we were just talking today about some of the things that he sees and some of the things that he deals with. And I asked him flat out, I said, you know, really, and I don't want to mention his name because, you know, they're not allowed to say things without their permission, et cetera. What he did tell me was that everybody on the Border Patrol, their union, everybody that serves, everybody that he knows, everybody that they've reached out to, is all saying the same thing. We need a wall on the southern border. They are almost unanimous in that. And he said the biggest issue isn't so much that it will solve every problem, but they will get two big advantages. One is time for response, meaning some of these crossings are in the middle of the desert. It might be 50 miles across a pretty rugged landscape to get to where these people are.
Well, and that's why kids are dying. It's not like border agents are doing something wrong to them. By the time they get to the border, they're exhausted, they're starving, and they die. It's not our fault. That's their parents' fault. That's
correct.
Mexico's fault. Central America's fault. Not our fault.
He says he goes out often at night. He patrols with a canine. And often he's called off patrol at night. And he's seen horrific things. He has seen women beaten, raped, and assaulted and left for dead. He's found children in the middle of the desert crying that have been left behind because they can't keep up. And he said these are not rare occurrences. They happen all the time. So what I tell people is the wall not only is not non-compassionate, it's the compassionate thing. It's the way we can prevent these horrific things from happening. Personally, I've been down in areas near the border. I'm a big outdoorsman. I do a great deal of hunting. I do a great deal of exploring and hiking. And we were with a small group of hunters, two of us basically on each hillside, when a group of border crossers came through. We don't know what they had, but they appeared to be drug mules. A couple of guys had guns. Everybody was carrying a big backpack. They were about a half mile away from us, and we watched them walk across the side of a mountain. And, of course, there's no cell coverage. So what would happen if, instead of being a half mile away from us, what would happen if they came up on the trail that we were on, and here we are just sitting there with a couple of rifles?
Yeah, they would have killed
you. They would have let us go?
Yeah, they would have
killed
you. Well, they tried to kill you. You had a couple of rifles. Maybe you would have killed them, but that would have been good. That would have been a positive.
It would have been bad all around.
Yeah, bad for everybody. Well, all right.
So, yeah, they're the wall.
We've covered the wall. We get it. You and I are on the same team, and we understand. I call them wall deniers, you know, border disaster deniers. They don't understand what's going on at the border, Democrats, or they do understand. They're just liars, and they're traitors to America, and they just want lots of foreign voters to come into America. But let's kind of finish up this interview talking a little bit about guns, because you are a guy who is very pro-Second Amendment, very pro-gun, and represent several gun companies in your business. And coming up in a couple weeks is the SHOT Show. Tell everybody out there about the SHOT Show. A lot of people still don't know what that is or why they should go visit it, and tell us what they can expect to see.
Well, the SHOT Show is the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show. It is the largest show in the industry for those in the hunting, shooting, and firearm outdoor world. At one time, it was in the top 10 trade shows in the world. I don't know where it ranks today. It's still very, very large. And if folks want to come out and go and attend the SHOT Show, unless they're in the industry and have a business in the industry, they're out of luck. It's industry only, and it's adults only.
But it's everything out there in the world of guns and hunting and fishing and being a real guy's guy. That's kind of what you find at the SHOT Show, right?
Absolutely. A lot of law enforcement, tactical, anything, shooting, hunting, you know, fishing. There's an entire day where we all go out and shoot all the new guns. That's industry day. That's a fantastic time. And quite frankly, the reason a lot of us attend is we get to see the new stuff, interact with the people that we, you know, that we need to meet out there to have connections throughout the year. And quite frankly, we do a lot of business in those 5 days.
All right, Ace Luciano, I will join you at the SHOT Show. I will see you there. AceLuciano.com is the website. AceLuciano.com. Thank you for your commentary today. We'll be right back.
My pleasure, Wayne. Anytime.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
War now!
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
You don't think we're winning? Trump, they've never dealt with anyone like Trump. We're winning. Cher, the famous actress Cher, demands Democrats give Trump the effing money and stop the effing shutdown in shocking tweets. A worn-out, exasperated Hollywood actress known for her anti-Trump outbursts has, it would appear, surrendered to President Trump's tremendous will. In an astonishing tweet, the actress known as Cher urged House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to capitulate to the president's demands and fund his desired southern U.S. border wall. She posted out of concern for furloughed federal employees, writing in all caps. Cher specifically wrote Pelosi should let him have his effing wall, lest furloughed federal employees starve or lose their homes. She posted a tweet at 3:44 Eastern Time yesterday, only minutes after Pelosi and Chuck Schumer held a presser outside the White House following a meeting with Trump. Cher says, stop the effing shutdown. People are suffering. Play politics later. There's no winning when Americans are suffering. Hate him and every corrupt thing he does, but you guys are putting lives in danger. Is it only about not giving in? Just do it. In another tweet posted a couple hours later, Cher urged Democrat congressional leaders to stop the shutdown before Trump does, lest he be made to look like a hero, and Pelosi and crew conversely be made to look like obstructionist swamp scum. Wow, you think Wayne Root tweeted that out? One more from Cher. Dems, stop shutdown before Trump does. Hell, be hero and make you look like obstructionist swamp scum. He has no scruples. He's playing it right. You're playing right into his hands. He'll eat you for lunch and steal your lunch. You will be effed six ways to... I guess you meant two ways to Tuesday. I don't know. Cher with the F words. All right. You know, do you ever notice all the women on the left are foul-mouthed pigs? Have you ever noticed that? My God, I've never in my life heard a Republican woman utter the F word in public. I mean, it's just a disgusting thing to do, let alone a woman do it. It's just not nice. It's nasty. And just so I don't sound too, you know, sexist, a man shouldn't do it in public either. What you say in private is your business. I've got no problem with that. But in public and on tweets, the F word? It's just absurd. It's just a great example of the sinking morals of the United States of America. And it's not everyone, it's just the left. They're just disgusting lowlives. And they don't know the difference between private and public. The same way I just said, if Cher could say the F word 100 times in private, I don't care. She could say it in the bedroom with her lover. I don't care. That's great. Wonderful. But to say it in public makes you a foul-mouthed pig that should have your mouth washed out with soap. You know, and I say that about every situation. Take Trump's locker room banter. Trump made a joke, grab him by the blah, blah, blah. That was a joke with another guy, both showing off who's macho, who's more macho. Him and the guy Billy Bush from Access Hollywood, who's more macho? Ah, the women love me, they love me, I could do anything to them. That's two guys talking in private in a locker room type of setting. What do you think black football players, who are all Democrats, and by the way, ESPN Magazine did a study during the 2016 election, and I believe it was like they interviewed 75 black football players, all 75 were voting for Hillary. Then they interviewed 45 white football players, all 45 were voting for Trump. So you know that every single black football player is a Democrat, okay? It's not a put-down, it's just a fact. And what do you think they say in the locker room? What kind of world do you live in? I played football for the Mount Vernon High School football team. The locker room was all black, and they always had things to say that were very colorful, shall we say. That's what guys do in a locker room. And so it doesn't matter if they're black or they're white or they're Democrat or they're Republican. Guys are guys, and guys say things in a locker room. If you're in private and you say something and it's tape recorded or videotaped and then it's played, that's not right. You shouldn't be held responsible for what you say in private to a friend. That's ridiculous. That's not what you act like in public. But see, Democrats act like pigs in public. That's the amazing thing. Donald Trump never put out a tweet that said, grab him by the you-know-what. In public, he didn't tweet that out. He didn't announce it in a presidential press conference. So, I mean, it's just, it's a big difference between how you act and speak in public and what you say in private. It's no one's business what you say in private. When did Democrats use the word mother effer in public? When did they decide that's okay? When did they decide it's okay to use the F word in every other tweet when you're a famous actress? I mean, where were you raised? Were you raised at a zoo with farm animals? Just amazing. Amazing. This segment, by the way, is sponsored by My Doctor Suggests. And the reason I'm able to do this and rant for 3 hours a day at high decibel levels is because I suck on these My Doctor Suggests colloidal silver lozenges. They're amazing. I've tried everything at the store. Nothing ever helps. This works every single time. Not because they're an advertiser, because I was using them from the first day I started this show and they didn't become an advertiser till 4 months ago. So I was with this product well before I went to the owner of the company, got him on the phone and said, you should be sponsoring my show. And he said, yes. So I really believe in this product. My Doctor Suggests colloidal silver lozenges. Silver destroys bacteria, virus, and yeast. You suck in a lozenge and you let the silver slowly, consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I'm living proof. My Doctor Suggests, the name of the company, but I urge you, I don't suggest, I urge you to try these remarkable, magical lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you and get 10% off. 866-660-9868. We love you, My Doctor Suggests. Thank you for saving my voice, not just for radio and TV, but literally hundreds and hundreds of business meetings a month. Wow, lucky I suck on these lozenges. MyDoctorSuggests.com. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
.com.